Let's talk about milk containers. Very serious issue. I wanted to begin, if we're on business, yesterday we're out of business completely. If we're in business today, we'll see soon. I would like to begin over here. Okay. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about milk containers. Very short tshuva. Fits on the half the screen. Let's read it together word for word, okay? I love that tabi like this. Wow. Kufsas cholov. Hanensas et slenu shedvukim shnei tzidei hakufsa lamala ayadei devek. The milk container is glued on top. Uleposlo tzorach lafrideim tzad yamin, yamin. Tzad smol, the smol. Everyone understand what we're talking about over here? It's obvious what we're talking about. Does this young man know what I'm talking about? A milk container? They don't have like you, they don't make that way anymore? They have bottles now? It's plastic?
They still
have it. They still have it?
I have them in school.
In school?
In school.
So they have milk in your school? They give you milk in school? Maybe call your straw comes differently. I don't know how they have it.
It sounds like
DAF. That way, yeah?
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper to do with the carton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, whatever. Whatever it is, a milk carton. That was very popular for many years. That they open it, they have the milk on shops. Milk during the week. Okay, so what do you do? Right, left, left. Ahakach Moshe el pia kupa hanikmeta leachor. They pull this way. Everyone knows what I'm talking about? You remember? Okay. Vafilu ein oso hakmita devuka bedevek. That kmita at that point there's no glue anymore. True. Rav Moshe also the post of Shabbos. You may not open it on Shabbos. Why not? They are devek shalemal on nistam piyakupo. When you initially glued it shut, the whole mouth was sealed. Uchshe poscha when you open it, shuv osa pesach b'kli. You're now making a new opening. Uvetzan pesach godol. Sheshayach gam lahachnis. Not only can you take the milk out, you can put milk in. V'im hoya nasa gam lahachnis. Harei hoya zeh pesach shenasa lahachnis lohotzi. She gam chayim. Rav Moshe suggesting, unbelievable, to open a milk container on Shabbos in Issa Doraisa. Chayim. Scary. Shabbos kuf nabob. How adach? Aval av she'ira lefomim she'gam achnisim k'shenisha ma'at chola v'kups achas u'mizuk v'lokhu ma'at nosim as nisha v'lu. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You have a bunch of milk. They're giving cereal and they're like, milk, 10 kids around the table. And then you have, one is half full, one is a couple of drops left. They put it both in the fridge, take up space. You pour the few drops that are left from one into the other. Has everyone ever seen that in his life with being done? My simple chayom. So now it's the hachnes lohotzi, gewalt. Okay? Mikomako, so much you want to be making. Keva and she'ein zeh motzui, it's not common. Nechshav ulai kelo nasa lekach. V'havik nasa rak lohotzo, levad. Oh, great, huh? Shagamken ha'kopon ma'osim b'rabbonon. It says in the Gemara in the Rambam. Oh, so nechav shalohotzo, the hachnes lohotzi is a chayef. So now Rabbosai is a big problem. Either the Raisa problem or the Rabbonin problem. They're both problems. Is there much of any sad to be makel? Yes. There's a sugya by Nekav Yoshon. Rabbosai says, stop Rabbosai for the minute and open the Gemara. Shabbos have kuf mem vav and see what the Gemara says. Rabbosai, look inside, please. Look at the Gemara. Kuf mem vav. Okay. Kuf mem vav. Tana Rabbanan in the last 10 lines of it out. Ein nokfin nekev chodesh b'Shabbos. B'shavim shenokfin nekev yoshan. It's an old hole. It's an old hole. Okay? What does that mean? It's an old hole. Rashi. Ain't no kodesh b'kli, nekav yoshan, shenista, Chichozer Poseach Lavkos at Pesachu. Shemay Osi V'Omei. Ustimoso Lavklum. You stuffed it up. That's nothing. Oh, said Rav Moshe, you have an opening in the milk, top of the milk container. You stuffed it up. You glued it up. It's nothing. Now we're going to reopen it. Should be considered to be a neck of Yashan, right? Said Rav Moshe, wrong. Why is it wrong? Why is it wrong? Mikomakom. With the Nistan HaPesach, Yofe Yofe, very, very tight. Botel HaPesach Arisha, Ve'os the Nekev Chodesh. And so it's quarter Abosai, Shin Yudalitz and Beis, based on the Gemara Abosai, Kuf Mem Vav Omid Beis. Take a look. Kuf Mem Vav Omid Beis. Zok the Gemara, the fourth line, V'shavin Shanok V'nekev Yashon HaChatchila, Amarad Yudam HaShmuel, Loshano el shpemokam haosu the shamet, aval lechazek osu. Heki dem el shamet lo lechazek. Lamalam anayayin zel shamet. Lamatam anayayin zel lechazek. Rabba lamatam anayayin zel gamiz el shamet. Heki dem el lechazek. Don't you nikva lamatam in hashmorim. So the details there. We're not going into the details right now. A fascinating comparison. Amalei abayla v'tanya b'sayla. Bayis sosum. Yesh bar ba'amis. Poros et spsimav. Eilu dalanamis. By his sussum in the Tamil called Siva Pratt, Siva Pratt, what's this? Sukhas Tumma Vatara here? Tumma Vatara? What's going on here? Sukhas Tumma's mace? Yes, it's a comparison. What the comparison we'll see momentarily. Ad Khan the Sukhu. So Rav Moshe compares when you seal the milk container on top, it's comparable to this to the Osir version of this Gemara. And then it's not called the Negev Yashin, it's called the Negev Chodesh. We'll see the Shulchanoch in a minute. He came under Kol Kovar Ayayin Olav Tzorav Stima Ma'aliyah B'choshek Pesachem Poliyah Pechadosh U'lekuv Sos Cholav Tzrichim Stima Ma'aliyah. Why? Shlo Yishofech HaKolav Shinishapku HaKupus Deinenu Roas Sheyem Shala Harfer Adibik B'kal Ayadeh Matko. I gotta pull hard. You turn the thing upside down, the milk's not gonna flow out. That, according to Rav Moshe, is considered the equivalent of a Stima Ma'aliyah, and now you're starting from scratch. This, to me, Rabos, I have to tell you, is a very, very big chiddush. It's a very, very big chiddush. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. There's the Beruah you have instead of Shin Yud Aleph and Beis. After all, Rav Moshe is telling us to look. So let's look. Let's look. Shin Yud Aleph and Beis. We saw a bit of a dispute here in the Gemara, different opinions. In the Sukkah. That's the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Aleph Tzav Beis. Ha'heya ba'nekev v'nistam. Okay? The nekev was closed up. Imu l'matam ben ha'shmarim also the poskol. The cave and Shulamata, the whole Kovara Yain Olaf, so Stima Malia, the Choshka Posek, Mechodosh, Alvin Ashmar, Mutal Posha, okay? So Rav Moshe says that this taping, gluing up the top of the milk container is a very strong seal, and it's considered to be opening it, Mechodosh, which is not allowed, So Rav Moshe prefers the affairs of the Shulchan Aruch, yeah? So it appears. The problem is the details in the sugya are not apparent to everyone. And that's where Rav Moshe's chiddush, I have the Rav Moshe, I was afraid it would work, so I brought the original version, okay? The details don't always fit in so well. It doesn't fit in so well. Because of the exact details. What are the details? Well, I'll open up first, those who have a big Shulchan Aruch, can open up Shin Yud Aleph Tzav Beis and see what the Mefarshim say over here. They give you a little bit more insight. Okay? Kiveger, and Shin Yud Aleph Tzav Beis, the following comment. Let's see it here. Okay. I guess that the comment is elsewhere. We'll find it soon. And the upshot of his comment is that the quote from Rishonim already, that the only time that the seal is considered to be a very, very solid seal is if it's the absolutely most tight seal that can possibly be made. Anything less than that is not considered to be a great enough seal to render the original opening null and void. We'll find it soon. Having said that, we have a major question as to how do we apply that to the situation at hand of a milk container. The question becomes, is this the strongest possible seal that can be made? Is it or isn't it? Okay? So, here in the Gemara, Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, this distinction is made. And the Rabbi Kiveger, here in the Gemara, in his Chidushim, so I can't find the Shalom, in his Chidushim, says that it has to be the strongest possible seal. If it's not the strongest possible seal, it doesn't count. Let's see if we can find it. Let's see. Here's the language. Davka stimav kaida parts of stimav she'i emsha stimav acheres gedola haymena. The whole riot from parts of stimav is it has to be the absolute maximalist stimav. Anything less than that is not considered as having canceled the original Pesach. If Rabbi Kiveger is right, I have a tremendous kasha against Rabbi Moshe. Explain to you what my kasha is. Boys, you ever see a milk container in your life? Did you ever try by mistake to open the wrong side? Ever try it? What happens? Much more difficult to open that side. Because that side is meant to live forever. So how can Rav Moshe say that when you open the side you're supposed to open, it's considered a neck of chadash? No! It's not Korah B'Kiveger. What over here? The Efsha Stima Acheres Dola Emena. Just look 3 inches away. There's a Stima Acheres, which is in fact Dola Emena. To meet the Pile Plum Kasha against Rav Moshe. So I saw a sefer, it's called Pituche Chosam. He asked this Kasha. And based on this Kasha, what's the argument of Rav Moshe? It's not, it's the neck of Yosha, no problem. However, I want to ask you another question. Who's ever visited, we'll call in our language, a milk factory, where they put the milk and it goes in an assembly line, it goes into its various bottles. And have you ever seen one of them? Never. Okay, I'm not blaming you. I live in Riverdale. Right down the hill from Riverdale, there certainly was, maybe it even is, what we used to call the milk factory. Milk was cheaper there. The older had a house full of kids. I got to save a few dollars. We'd go and buy milk in quantity, and this is what we call milk. And there was a place you can overlook. You look from the place where you shop, you know, entertain the children. They'd walk and look over there, oh, look, somebody long is going. I'm a shtickle expert on what goes on, because I've seen it so many times years ago. This is what happens, gentlemen. Watch, you have to look at me. I was like, you can't appreciate it. You have a piece of cardboard, flat bottom, 4 sides, straight up to here. Top is completely wide open. Pass the assembly line. A half a gallon of milk goes in. Okay, good. Next, right, look what happens. It's a brilliant machine. The next thing that happens is a pincher comes and pinches on 2 sides. So now you have, what do you have? You have it's pinched, the top few inches is pinched from here. Okay, goes a few more inches of feet on the Sunday morning. What happens? Another thing goes whack and whacks the thing tight. Obviously, it whacks one side harder than the other side. The one that it whacks harder, it's much harder to undo. That's the side you're not supposed to open. If you open, it's always a problem. And the other one is whacked not as hard. That's the one you're supposed to open. Everyone following me? Did I intend the Metzias I just explained to you? If this Metzias is correct, but I'm telling you what it is, I saw it many, many times. Lefiani is Zaiti, the Pesach that's being opened now, I'll use the word spout for it. That's what it really is. It's a triangular spout. This spout, in my opinion, is a Negev Chodosh. The likes of wind, which have not been seen in this, with this cardboard since Sheshes and Abirashes. It's not an old hole, it's a brand new hole. Yes, it's true. Before you started, I wouldn't call it a hole. It was gaping wide, top was completely open. It's hard to even call that a Pesach. It's just the whole thing is wide open. It got a pinch like this, a slam like that, and now you, for the very first time, when you buy the milk container and you pull the right side, you are creating that opening. I consider that to be a neck of chadash. Yes, Kyle.
But it's not a new hole because when it was originally sealed, what you're doing is you're not completely opening up the seal they put on. So if I would take the original carton and hold part of it closed and leave part of it open or seal part of it, that would be the same thing.
You are to some extent you are correct. Kalman is right that the part that is being opened is a percentage of the entire opening which existed before they did all these fancy maneuvers in the factory. That is true. But if you have to characterize this Pesach with this particular shape, it seems to me, I would view it myself as a Pesach Chodesh. That's what I think. This shape never, ever, ever existed. It never existed. Now, it's true. Kalman's point has a raya in the Mordechai. I don't want to put him out completely. Look at the Mordechai Simen Tov Mem. Open up, Rabbi Osei. Simen Tov Mem in the Mordechai. Please. Tov Mem. There is some basis for what you're saying, but I'll explain to you why I think it's not correct. But I have to give you a figure halfway. Simen Tov Mem in the Mordechai. It's page Lamed Aleph in our print. The Shavin Shenofen Nekev Yashon Lechatchila, the last part of Tov Mem. So, Chlomon de Mimokom HaYashon, Nofen Lechatchila, Afilu B'Maktach. If you're going to Nishbra Barza, the faucet broke, you take a spear. Loshna Nekev God, Loshna Nekev Kotan. Chen Lohotzi Yaterech Dur Shlak, Loshon Ashkenaz, Shari Lohotzi, Umachnisin Bo Barza Shnitimer of Shabbos. Ve'en Ahach Mekulei Hai, Domarava Kol Pesach Shenan Osach Lohotzi in a Pesach, Rabbanu the gods of Bishop Lulshtan the Golden, Hilka, the Yashin Shari, the Yashin Kedamah, the Shari Hanin Mokama Osi Lishmala Bo, Dama Be'alpus. You get an impression from this Mordechai, honestly, at the comment is to some extent correct. If the new hole is smaller than the old hole, it's called the Negev Yashin. That's the upshot of this entire Mordechai. If the new hole is smaller than the old hole, okay? I think you're correct. However, that is only true where the new hole is similar to the old hole. It's a bigger circle, a smaller circle, but fundamentally the same shape. Here, you had a non-shape, just the full rectangle was wide open on top initially, and after it was smashed twice by the machine, once to pinch it and once to seal it, and now you're pulling out the spout for the first time. This spout, it seems to me, is a first-time Pesach. This kind of a Pesach, a spout, yes, it's true. You want to be technical, the opening really is how to say it. The majority remains closed. This minority, when it's open, is open in a, you have to call it, I guess, a triangular shape, a spout-like shape. This, to me, is a Pesach Chodosh, and it's a shadow of a Doraisa called the original assumption. But Kalman disagrees with me. Maybe he's right. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not saying for sure. It seems to me that even if Kalman is right, it's still us. I'll explain to you why. Yes.
Right.
Go.
So if a person would open up the whole thing, would that be...
If you open the whole thing, right? When my children were young, we often forgot to open the milk container before Shabbat, which we tried very hard to remember, and then we'd go through milk like cows, just drink. And what do we do? You know what we did? I'll tell you what we did. Watch this. Took a knife. Don't be scared. We took a knife, and we pierced a hole in the bottom of the milk container. We put a pot underneath, and all the milk came gushing out of the container into the pot, and then the kids drank most of it up. Whatever was left, we put into a different container, which would be open before, into a jar, whatever we had to take care of. That, in Tamama, is completely permissible. As we saw in our Mishnah, Shobi, you're breaking something. It was not a Pesach Yom at all. It was a very ugly Pesach, as a matter of fact. And that's the way we did it. So I think that's permissible.
But why not like open the whole top?
Yeah. If you take a knife, a sharp knife, and you slice the entire top open, you know, at that point where the rectangle ends and it starts going in, should also be mutter. You have a bigger problem of erasing letters, because you have to be very careful. If you're a good surgeon, you can do it there too. I didn't trust my surgical skills. On the bottom, you can use a sledgehammer. You didn't need a scalpel. Yes, Shlomo.
Why is that not considered complete?
Why not considered?
Why is that not considered complete?
His case.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My case, you can't call it a clean. I destroyed it completely. You're okay. His case. Good question. Why is there an Easter of making a clean if you slice the entire top off? Good question.
It's the same hole as before.
The answer, I believe, is...
It's not where the...
Not quite the same hole as before. Shlomo was right. Before, there was no hole. It just went to the very tippity-tippity top. No. Now you're slicing it 4 inches below where that original hole was. That's a good question. Maybe it's considered making it clean. Maybe. So play it safe. Do it my way. Just pierce it from the bottom. Yeah.
Why is bending the open milk carton into shapes reclassified as a new necket when you open it? Meaning, if I have an open rectangle, and then I pinch it and close it, so when I open it up all the way back into the original shape, whether I leave it as a spout, the fact that I could open it up even a little further into the original shape, why should that? It should be even further. It shouldn't be a necket at all. It should be the same thing as before.
You're saying you're really saying it's the neck of Yoshua, not the same thing as before.
But not because of the Mordechai. Even better than that, it's the exact same thing as what it was.
I think it's not the same thing. It's smaller.
Why?
We're talking about a smaller hole.
But that's because you chose to do it. It's not that you can't.
Okay, I chose to make it smaller. But I think it's worse, because you chose to make it a beautiful, beautiful new shape of a triangle, the spout, which I think is I consider the neck of Chodesh, Kam calls the neck of Yoshan, and we're not going to resolve a dispute. We'll say it's a Suffolk. Suffolk, no problem, Suffolk. But look at the Gemara, both say Kufman, Baba, and Beis. I have another reason to answer it. Even if Kam is correct, I have a different reason. Please look at Kufman, Baba, Bosai. Amit Beis. Kuf Mem Vav Amit Beis. It's about 12, 14 lines before the Mishnah, before my sneeze. Look what the Gemara says. Amat was Rishba Amat Shmur. Hai Tarfa the Asa Osir. What in the world is this? What do the words mean? I tar for the asa also. So Rashi, tar for the asa. Loseis ola shel hadas b'negev achomis, to place a leaf of a myrtle tree. We're familiar with the leaf from Sukkos. Sheha'ole osu kimarze. What's the word marze mean? Spout. Vayayin zav derech shom. You put the hadas leaf there. It creates a sort of a little spout. And the wine will pour out via that spout. That's why it's a prohibition. My time, Rav Yema, midifti yom gzeir mishem marze. Rashi, shema yochim marze. Here you weren't making a marze. It was pre-made because the hadas leaf has a certain shape, which you utilize to your advantage to pour out the wine. But if you actually form the spout, forget about it. That's really us. That's really us. Rashi Omar, zeir shema yiktom. You're afraid you're going to take it off the tree. My benayim benayim, the kotem umanchi. It's already pulled. It's already kotem umanchi from before. It's there from the beginning already. So that presumably, pasha level, there is an afkamina in this particular case. As the machlokas amaroyim over here. How do we paskin in this machlokas amaroyim? How do we pass? It's a little complicated. How do we pass in the shaila? How do we pass? Seems to be machlokes for both sides in the psak halacha. On the other hand, it should be obvious that the first sheet is correct. Mishum marzev, because it says so in the Tosefta. Tosefta is a Tana source. No Amora can argue on a Tosefta. Let's turn our attention to the Tosefta. Shabbos Perek Yudzayin, Halacha Tes. Halacha Tes. Perek Yudzayin, Halacha Tes. Page Memvav in our edition. Korea Odom is a Orja Pia Chomis. We've seen it so many times. Shayayin. Uvilvad. Shlo yiskave lasos zinuk. What is the word zinuk, gentlemen? What does the word zinuk mean? Translate the word zinuk. So the Minchas Bikurim says zinuk. Kein peh. Behind a tikkun kli. With zinuk loshon bezanik ben abosh loshon shricha. You know what zinuk is? You got it. It's a marzev. A zinuk is a marzev. Some of the Mefarshim actually use that word. I'm not seeing it right now. Perhaps it's the same Tosef that's found in the Sefta Beitza, the third parak. Maybe there someone uses the word Marzev explicitly. I'm not seeing here, honestly, right now in the Sefta Shabbos. Looking quickly, but some actually use the word Marzev to translate the word Zinuk. Zinuk is a biblical word, and Marzev is a Talmudic word. Anyway, you see, Klar, enough in the Mishnah. Enough in the Mishnah, a Bryce, I should say, Tosefta. You cannot make a zinuk, which is a marzev. So what's going on? How can you do it? So the question becomes, wait a minute. So machlokas amaroyim. Point to one, it's mishum marzev, and one disagrees. That's Rav Ashi. How can Rav Ashi disagree with a Tosefta? How can Rav Ashi disagree with a Tosefta? You know where's this kasha? The footnotes on the tour, beautiful new tour, the Dark Emotions of Cotton Bays. They look there in the footnotes, what they called Ha'oris, Hagos, Ha'oris, and the answer is follows. Rav Ashi is referring to a case where you took a pre-existing Hadas leaf, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it, and you place it in the hole. You didn't make it. Rav Ashi says, Zema Shemarzev, Shema Yochin Marzev. If you are making the marzev, and the Tosefta says uvelvad rabosai shelo yiskaven lasos zinuk marzev, you may not make a marzev. It's a pre-existing marzev. You may put it there. Follow me? It seems to me, rabosai, you are creating a marzev. Even if Kalman is right, even if Kalman, lu yutsuya, Kalman is right, that there's no easter of making a pesach chodesh if you want to consider it yosh. Granted, but you have to admit. There never was a marzev before. That you have to admit. And what you've done, you created it. Rav Moshe tells yourself, you know how you created it. It gives you a whole definition. You pull to the right, and you pull to the left, and you pull out the middle. You made the marzev. What, do you want to argue with me against this too? Argue, go ahead, go on. I don't mind counting, you say whatever you want.
The spout of the carton is not different than when you have a straight rectangle, because you didn't change anything to the most of the carton.
Before I understood you, now you're sounding so creative and bold that it begins to defy my ability to fully understand you.
Rebbe, if I pick up the carton that never was sealed,
right.
It's open on top,
right.
And I poured it out of the corner,
right.
That's exactly the identical shape to the marzev that is considered.
It's not true.
Why not?
It just is.
It's a corner. It's the same triangular shape.
No, it's not true. It's not true. This will pour out more evenly from this spout than the wood from the corner of the rectangular shape. Different. It's spout. Think about it for a minute. You'll see how it's different. But B, Im Timsel Omar, that you are right. So he had one Mar, he had four Marzaves in the four corners. He destroyed them all, and is making a new Marzave in the middle. So it's also a CS Marzave. That's what I think. I have to confess, I don't like to argue with you, because there are always going to be those who think that you're right. So let me tell you why I think that there is something to be said. That same Sefer Pituchei Chosa has the following suggestion. He says a Marzev is only something which is different than the barrel itself. You take a hadas, or the equivalent, and you insert it into a hole in the barrel. Here, argues Pituchei Chosa, the Marzev is an integral part of the carton, and therefore it's not a violation of Marzev. That's one svara. His second svara is even more creative. When we learn about Ol Aroi, Belina, this week we're going to begin the sugya of Ol Aroi. Not today, likely not tomorrow, but I hope by Wednesday to start Ol Aroi. We will discuss a thing called a Kisei Traskel. Some of you may have seen it in the Ma'amar Kamos. What it means is, if the material to create this oil is already there, all you need is to snap something, pull something, and it becomes an oil. Some talk about umbrellas, we'll get to later on in this context, then it's not a violation. So the Sefer Pituchei Chosa says, look, it's all there already, in the factory. They pinched it this way, they smashed it that way, it's just ready to go. All you have to do is pull left, pull right, and pull out, and done. Like Kisei Traskel. To me, both of these svaras, I hear them, I just don't agree with them. I hear them, each one's a bigger chiddush than the next, and I think that it's certainly an Easter of Marzev, and according to Rav Moshe, maybe an Easter of Doraisa. He thinks it's an Easter of Doraisa because it's considered a Nekev Yoshon, a Nekev Chodesh. Why? Because there's a tight seal on top. Lanias Daiti, that's not true, because it's not the tightest seals in Kivega's definition. I think it's a new seal, because an opening never existed before. Kama disagrees with me. So you can take your pick. But it's Marzev anywhere, I think. Kama disagrees with me too. So if Kalman opens up his milk container on Shabbos in his house, he has what to rely on. I was told the following story. I was told as follows. When Rav Moshe's Shuvah came out, I was told the story. I wasn't there. The Talmidim in the Philadelphia Yeshiva, Shuvah's 70s sometime. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shalit, the Rosh Yeshiva, his father came to visit. Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Came to visit the Talmidim. And Rav Moshe Tshuva just came out, there's a whole tumult, what's going to be here. So I was told they put this in front of Rav Yaakov and said, Rebbe, they want to open this on Shabbos. Yaakov was an independent thing. He said, why not? And he proceeded to open it right in front of them. Because Rav Moshe considered to be a possible Easter Deraiser, they're going to open it right in front of their noses. Kach Shemad and Tzadik was there. So I can't fault Kalman if he wants to open them. He has what to rely upon. But I want to share the opinion. Shabbos also holds like a little bit like you, but I'm still not convinced that it's right at all. I think it's a serious problem. Let's not take a look and see if we can get. Oh, are we in or are we out? Well, let me read a few first from myself. I mean, for yesterday's frustration, I don't want to get too involved. Let's take a look a little bit, Rabosai, in the question of Pesach Yofer. Sure enough. The Binyan Shabbos, those who were yesterday will predict this. Granted, they say, not like Kalman. It's a Pesach Chodesh. So what? You're throwing the milk container right into the garbage. This is yesterday's shir from Shlomo Zalman's leniency with respect to what? Who remembers yesterday? What were we talking about? Who?
Cans.
Soda cans. So we thought it's a serious violation that Pesach Yofer, Coke spends millions of dollars to get the right shape. You're throwing it to the garbage. We discussed it at length yesterday. Is the Easter an Easter of Pesach per se, which we thought was Rashi Shita? That's a problem to throw it to the garbage. Even Mustaki means the Raisa to make a Pesach Yofer. That's what we thought. At least the Chumra. Rashi and Mishnah Berurah quotes that from Rashi. Well, no! That's not the Easter. The Easter is making the Kli. We want to say it's two different Girsos. Remember that? Yesterday, Shia? Those who weren't here, said the Chiddush yesterday. The Girsa that we have, Uvavad, where is it? The Skava Lasos, please, our Girsa. Girsa Rif, Lasos, kli. Lasso so means make the chametz into a kli. Then we can argue that maybe if it's going to the garbage, no problem. Lasso kli may mean, which punch of fat rashi parts of mustagi, that the pesach itself is a violation. Kli is not so great, but that's what it means. It's simple pshat and rashi. So rashi is not exactly the same as the Ran. There are people who bolded that line in the Ran as if it's a copy from rashi. It's not correct. Because the first two words are the same. That's true. The first two words in Rashi and Iran are the nok for yofet, but the next two words are different, right? Our words are bepesach or bepen noah, and the Iran has a lashon lasosa kli. So two different yourselves, two different shot, as we saw yesterday. Fine. I saw the binyan Shabbos. I did a third reason to explain why it's not Yisrael of Marzeh. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, he says. But fair Shulchan Aruch. What's that? Sifhei. Look at Sifhei. Shin Yudal Sifhei. What's she that? Mutal liten kona cholul. I call that a straw. Lahotzi ayin. You like to put a straw into the barrel. No. It's the same thing over here. What is he talking about? Pilei ploy magish. There you have a pre-existing straw. You stick it into the barrel somewhere. You are creating a spout for the first time. Lo korav zel zeh. Doesn't happen by itself. You have to do it. I think it's a very serious problem, Rabbi Ossi. Very serious problem. Oh. Now, we'll come back a little bit later on if we have time today, hopefully today. Still. Now, we had already mentioned, Rabbi Ossi, that if you throw something out, you call the mekalkel, derech hashchosa. Even if you didn't rip it completely and you keep it till you finish its contents, there's many, many reasons to be lenient. Take a look at both saying Shin Yudalit Siv Zayin. Shin Yudalit Siv Zayin. What does it say there? Siv Zayin. What does it say? Chosama Shebekalim. Yochal Atiro Lechotcha B'sakin. You're allowed to cut it with a knife. Okay? Fine. Why is it permissible? For the Shibole HaLeket, which is found in the Mogan Avram, those who want to look it up, look at the Mogan Avram, right over here. Shin Yudalit, Tzipkon Yudalit, Mogan Siftes, Mutalafkia Vilachtoch, similar to Zion Chesetes, are all rather similar to each other, certain detailed. Differences of the Hail of the Mogan Avram. The Psikas Tolush Eino Osur. Elo in Mitakno Lemido Lasses Kli. The phrase Psikas Tolush. Where'd that come from? Psikas Tolush. Mishiboli Haleket, found in the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Shin Yudzai. We discussed this a long time ago. We're talking about Matir and about Korea. Psikas Tolush. Something is unattached, and you snap it, you break it. That's considered to be permissible. Psikas tolush. It's not called korea. It's not called sosa. You're just breaking it. Oh. We never found when you cut this rope, and you're required to cut it into teeny weeny pieces to become completely smithereens and unusable. We don't find that. You cut it in one place, in theory it could be even reused to tie up a smaller box. You don't find when you break the chosala shotmarim, and to smash the smithereens, you can leave it to hold the figs until you finish them. It's all the heter of derech hashchosa, derech kilkul. Even if you're leaving the things there until you completely finish the content. That's chapter Tosef that we just saw. Korea or Alpnei Achavis. Why? Why? Because Nasa Ki'i Kishar Tolush the Ein Bokriya. That's the Shiboli Aleket. All this, Rabosai, is against the Prichodesh. You know this a long time ago. The Prichodesh is you open an envelope on Shabbos, it's a serious violation. It's a serious violation. I am a kalkel. What kind of a kalkel? I'm going to get the letter out. Rafi Chodesh. What about over here? You get the wine out, get the figs out. That was, it's a makalka of a gufa kli. It's a pelotzu. We consider it to be a makalka. You look at the Mishnah Brewer here and Shin Yudal in two places. In two places, Rabosai. In Sivkoton Aleph. He says over here. Says over here that it's permissible to break it. And if you look in Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Zion, it's even more clear. He says, Osekli, if you do Shvira, then it's no problem. It's implied in both of those Sivkotans. It's not a violation. Shvira Schom is called a Mekalkel. Pashim Shat. Oh, question is, why did the Bir Halacha and Simon Shin Mem quote the Pri Chodesh? Because we should be chatchil worried about the Pri Chodesh. Why? Why? If you remember this from a long time ago, in Shin Mem Sif Yud Gimel. Oh, this is a very long time ago. We saw Bir Halacha. The Masl Haniyar. Take a look, it's on page Kuf Tzadi Beis in our print. Haniyar, at the end of Sif Yud Gimel. Quotes the Pri Chodesh, Kuf Yud Ches. Yisrael Apostol, we open up a letter. Yesh Bachiv Chatos, the Chuli Alma. The Kriyas Haniyar, the Kalka, and Asa Take. What's the Kuno? Masha Tzorak of Tov also, to get its contents. What? How can that be? How can that be? We have over here in our sugya to open the barrel to get the figs of the wine. It's called a shvir. It's called a kilkul. We don't understand why he quoted this. He really shouldn't have quoted this, Pashup Shah. Pashup, we don't paskin like the Pri Chodesh. The shverat shita. He brings a raya somewhere in the second perek. In the Flamed Aleph, we're discussing a situation of candle. Take a look at this for a second. Lamed Aleph Mabez Rashi Dibamatzil La'ola. Just for a second. Lamed Aleph Mabez Rashi La'ola. A lengthy Rashi, not going to be the whole thing. You get an impression from Rashi that in certain cases we're not going to consider to be the Kalkel. Why? When you blow out the candle, you're saving oil, and you're also saving the wick from becoming used up. Oh, that's not a mekalkel, because there the tikkun is in the same item. It's in the oil and the wick that you're dealing with. Over here, you break the letter to get out, you break the elbow to get out the letter, you break the barrel to get the wine of the figs. That's a real mekalkel, that's shvira. So there the Pri Chodesh is a shvera shvera sheet. Poshup Shat is that we don't accept it. Lahaloch. Poshup Shat. Poshup Shat. Fine. Poshup Shat. I want to show you something, Rabbi Osai. Back in our Gemara, on the Kuf Mem Vav Lamed Beis, I already showed you what Rabbi Kivega said in the Jewish Mechidosh. It's on the screen. But not everyone necessarily agrees with Rabbi Kivega's definition. That the raya from Potsim as Simov is that it's the strongest possible closing. Right? That's what the Ritva says. Potsim Simov. The call she'eno sasim stima chazaka gemura kepeza leninele. It's the strongest possible. However, if you look carefully in Rabbeinu Chananel, Chananel discusses this question of why a certain stima is considered to be so strong that we have to be machmir. We have to be machmir. Let's take a look. Here we go. Watch this. It starts the chokur of chista v'rabba hilchsa k'rabba the tanya misayasa. There's a brisa like him. And what does he say? Why? The Torah. Temukha Milsa Shane Adam Osen Nekev Vikarkisa Shalchovis Lotiyayin Velo the Shamasov and they shall be Shemifana Hachovis Hovcha Pia. You open it from the top. Vizan Nekev Kemish Sasmo Nasa Sasum Zeb Begufo Shalchovis U Botle Melios Nekevo Bechoshin Kepesach Bayesh and Nistam appearance Tinim Shinistalagman and Pesach Lagamber. The Poshim Shad and the Rock is. You close it in a way that will never be opened again. It will never be opened again. That's it. Never be opened again. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, look in Simon Shin Yud Dalet Siv Gimel, you see something very similar. Look at the Yesh Omrim. Shin Yud Dalet Siv Gimel, please look in the Yesh Omrim. Says the Mechaber. The Yesh Omrim, top of page 240 in my print. Lo shari linkov nekev yoshon, ala b'chovish shal cheres, shen astima muhudekas yofen. Ala b'chovish shal eitz, shen mahatkin ma'od o eitz, shen sol sifo ha nekev, v'chot min rosho, al dash lo tziyo, v'aray nirish le nekev chodesh yosef. That's the notion. Al dash shalo lo tziyo. It's meant to be permanent. It's meant to be permanent. Do others argue with this Yesh Omrim? Says the Mishnah Berurah Yutes, Yesh Omrim de lo shori de das ha-kolbo, Ayin bel yirabo, shekosav shesharaposkin pligi al zeh, uposav kemosa. Prima Gomer says, no, we should be mafma for this Yesh Omrim. For this Yesh Omrim. And could be that the Yesh Omrim asks, even in a case where you took off the top of the steamer, not to return it, and the other posts not discuss that particular case. The Kitzanimrits, Rabosai, this is a different way to understand the details of the sugya here on Afkuf Memvav Amud Beis. Oh. So now, we get another source. We saw the Gemara yesterday on Memches Amud Beis, Memches of Zechib or Zeinachib, we saw that already yesterday. I'm not going to show it again, but I want to show something if I can find it. Rabbeinu Prachya. I never heard of him. But he has a lot of important things to say. And I just took it. Watch this. Omer Rabbeinu Avron by Rabbeinu Moshe Zal. Who is this? Who is it? Avron ben Aramba. Wow. We don't have too many sources that call Avron ben Aramba. Rabbeinu Prachya, where he was, obviously had entree to these invaluable sources. Not only that, watch this. Hayshmaita Pirusha Abba Morizal. Mi Piv Pirusha de Mistaber. I heard from my father the Rambam's mouth. You know what else? No one ever can say this was Rabbeinu Avraham. Who ever heard from the Rambam's mouth? He heard from his pen, maybe from his mouth. He heard it from his father the Rambam. Wow. What's Pshat? By the permission of the Shabbat Minebir, Mistabra, the high poser, based at Tabba Beshabbos, Eno Shiachel Menabeged, Mokom Shikonis, or Tabba Misparayim of the second, as the tailors do. That's Pasha the Baruch, I have Chatas, for Shogay, for sure, not for the mission. That's Pasha. So what does it mean? They put some kind of patch on top. Tovat Tvir Saroy. Okay? So you know it's new, never been used. Uveish Yirza Bala Beged, Lilbosho, so Mesiroso Nachutin, Shatapa Behen, Post Namatlas Falovosho. You take that patch they put in the middle, and you remove it. Sakadait and Shosa Tfira Shiaroi, Lo Yechayav Alastira, La Potter Aleho, Pasichayav Chatos, Ay, Begufa Shokhomes, Mefesh Ben Mesir Zu, Amatlas, Amachuberas, Amesat Savar, Uben Meister Kisu Pirish Achavis Shimichuberes of Betitah Begvosis Bechayel Tzibo. So why is Kisu Achavis Potter Mutter and Meister about this Chayef? Zechibur Zein Achibur says the Hilgi Rambam. Kolomar Shetfiras Hamatis in Beis Hatzaver Chibur Yafehu. Sherei Kachi Derech Kol Achayotim Lechabe Kol Abgodim. Vamekaro Chayev Im Yeh Derech Tikun. Vondet Sheposeach Beis Hatzaver Gelul Bo Shabegim. Filo Yisahos HaTfir Derech Haroi Veinam Mesukenes Kol Kach. Shlotita in Tvarech Lashirim Tomach Tfir Mesukenes Chayev Shem Tukenes Enel Chayev Oleo. Avachim Em Beguf Olachovis Enel Chibur Klal. Why? She'ein acheres nechshav chibur o chibur elam kein nisra finia kulo keguf shoveh. You want it to be one unit? Put it to a kiln and burn it up together in a fiery furnace. Fichach haim meisur kisu yachobas potter mutter. Meisur kisu betatzav rochayim. Nuzuch ha-bein Avram, b'ra Moshe, zochol levrochav letchia. Okay? What is he saying over here? That the You put a patch on the beged, it becomes one unit with the patch. But if you plug up a, because it's all garment, it's all cloth, here cloth, there cloth, a different cloth, so together it's all cloth, one unit. I have some issues in earthenware, and I stuck some. What's the bagufa made from? I know it's made from. What's it made from? Bagufa. Wood. Whatever, you're putting wood into the earthenware. Lo korav zelze, you can't call it one unit. That's not one unit. It's Rabbeinu Prachya, quoting by Ben Avraham and the Rambam, quoting from the Rambam himself. Oh. On this basis, there were those who claim to have a wooden barrel, and I put a stuff with wood, it's one unit. It's not the same as a wooden stuff on an earthenware barrel. Oh. However, if you have a metal can, it's all one big thing. It's one unit. I think it's correct. The metal can is one unit. It's one unit. Fine. We spoke about the last week already about what we call, forgive the expression, beer bottles. We'd like to rather use the expression, the new fancy Coke bottles. That you open up with a bottle, it goes like that. Ever know the domain? Goes like that, and it's open. Chazanish, it's mutter, we spoke about it last week. Eino chibur. Ah, let it be an Easter of Stiras Kli. Stiras Kli. He says, no. If you break a magufa, is that a problem? No. I break the chazanish. If you break a posacha shel matris, a lock, a metal lock, it's awesome. Take a look back at the toast. We saw this last week. You see it again. Kuf mem vav amen aleph. They're maskel matir. Have a posacha shel eitz shel matris, a metal or a wooden lock. Also the shaber lafkia. It's who v'mokam echad. V'mokam echad. It's inaccessible. You can't break the lock. You can't break the lock. So how are you allowed to break that? That Coke bottle cover. That's the kasha that Chazanish asked. It's a good question. Good question. Here's his answer. The lock, quote, Nasa Leos Kvua Bekli Tomid, Vahavale Shviras Kli, Aval Hocha Nasirak with Pkak, Vaho Serak Mishvilahotzi Mashabisocha, a backbook, Shari. What does that mean? So I thought it meant that there's no Easter of Osai, there's no Easter of Stiras Kli on the bottle top of the beer or the old Coke bottles, because that's considered to be secondary to the Coca-Cola. It does not have a shame Kli, there's no Easter, Stiras Kli, and it's because it's going to be thrown out immediately. Poshup shot is, what's the opposite of Chazon HaShvi'i? There, the posachas, nasalios kvua bekli tomid, means permanently. It seems to me, from that lashon of tomid, whatever is not permanently is no problem. Manaf kamina, rabosai. Manaf kamina, the following case. What if the bottle top was not meant to be thrown out immediately? Meant to be thrown out soon. So it's not so pashut. Not so pashut. Maybe that's... So for the word tamid, I get the impression, even if it's thrown out soon, it's also no problem. It's also no problem, Rabbosai. So now we come to the amazing chiddush in the Sefer Shmur Shabbos Hilchos. As you remember, he didn't like opening the new twist-off caps, especially the metal ones. We'll come to plastic later. So what are you going to do? You want to sell it. You know what he says, amazing chiddush? Take a hammer. Take some kind of a sharpening, a nail or some equivalent, and make a hole in the top of the twist-off cap. And then you can twist it off, because it's already been ruined. Now we say about Siyas Kli. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, why isn't there an Iser of Soser? Why isn't there an Iser of Soser? The answer will be, because it's bottled to its contents. I have a problem with this. Gentlemen, you ever been in Shal Shuddis? Whatever you've been in Shul Shal, they have. There's, you know, everything's twist off now. There's Coca-Cola, there's Pepsi-Cola, there's 7-Up, there's seltzer and flavored seltzer. Alamin is Achim. Right? Everyone with me? And everything's open because they're passing out. Can you guarantee me that at the end of the day when Shal Shuddis is over and they close back all the bottles, that every bottle cap came from that? The 10 bottles. Maybe that's this young man. The 10 bottles and Shalosh Shuddis in the table and Shul. All got different sodas. They have different sodas. I'm like, this one. And then everyone took the bottles are open. The caps are all over the table. Oh, Shalosh Shuddis is over. We got a tinover. Who says he used exactly the same cover for the same bottle? Maybe they'll use the 7-Up for the Pepsi, and maybe they'll use the Coke for the Sprite. I'm not sure if I have the names right exactly what that. And then they're interchangeable. If it's interchangeable, it lacks in the svara of being bottled to its content. Because you can use it for a different content. So I'm not sure that this head is going to work because it's not necessarily bottled to those particular contents. That's what I'm just letting you know. I'm not a fan of this heter of making a hole in the bottle, twist off bottle. I think that's even worse than opening it the way it is. That's what I think. So let's get to Tachlis. The Shmir Shabbos asks opening it if it's made from metal. Why? He says it wasn't Roy L'Shimush yet. We'll count that definition. What do you mean it wasn't Roy L'Shimush yet? Been used for quite a while as the stopper, if you will, keeping the fizz in. Did a very good job. Don't hear that fizz come out. Ah, the schmack of fizz combination. What kept it in there for all these weeks? That very bottle cap. It wasn't fit for use. What are you talking about? Then he says, even if, Rabosai, you're going to throw it immediately, it's chayiv anyway. Chayiv. Why? Even if it's used once, Yechayev, anyway, Rabosai. Anyway, what's the source for that? Mishnah Berurah Shin Chav Beis Sifkat on Yud Gimel. Take a look. Shin Chav Beis Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Yud Gimel. Page 304 in this print. What does it say? Afilu lit lo gede lachos for Shina Osir. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Osir Mishnah Kein Tikun Kli. And if you do it with a knife, but it's not kalach yad, malach gemura, shemashveir kliyay dezev chayav. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, do you reuse your toothpicks? I mean, that'd be pretty low. You throw it to the garbage. Afal pikein, it's chayav. The Shmir Shabbos seems to be saying, it's scary to say. If you open up this twist off cap, it's an isa doraisa. Even though you're throwing it to the garbage because it's like kosein and sakisa. That's what he seems to be saying. I'll read you the lashon in Shmir Shabbos Hilchos directly. I'll read you from those ones a little bit later on. It's Perek Tes Sif Yud Ches. It's on page. Can we get this? Can we try to get it? Let's try at least. It's here. It's there. Shmir. Oh, see? Oh, look at this. Wow, it's better than yesterday. Page 201. Whoa. 201. Oh, look at this. What? What was the number? 90?
Yeah.
Oh, 211. I can't count. Forget it. Oh man, my math is off. 211. Also, the Ftoach Levishona, as Mirse Apach, me Bakbuk Hashem Psychoso. How do I move this?
The bar on the bottom?
This one?
Yeah,
over. Hashem Psychoso, Hofech Hamirse, the Kliro, the Shimosh, the Pak of Raga, Kyo Mirse, Amosa, Gabi Bakbuk, a Yayin. Mutul and Nake, but just Sakin, a Pilipatish, a Masmer, you make a hole. I don't like the hole. I told you that. For me, the hole is a problem. The reason I told you before. But let's focus now on the first part. Why they're not permitted to open it? Why? There's a horror here. Why? Can a psicho also mixa sharacha the hoya royal shimush? I am Mr. Brewer. Sifkotten chafhe. Sifkotten chafhe? What's the Sifkotten chafhe, Mr. Brewer? Let's take a look at Sifkotten chafhe. And see what it says. Mishnah Brura, Shin Yudalit, Sivkatan Chav Hey. That's the proof text. Why it's usher to open a twist off soda. What's the Sivkat Chav Hey? What's here? What's here? What's here? I see nothing here. What's here? Ravash, I don't know what he's talking about. And Mamish doesn't understand what he's saying. If you can figure out later, you let me know. Let's go back. I don't know what Sivkatan Chav Hey means. I don't know. Watch this. Shlomo's out in the holes that way. In kavanoso lachzor lechasetz bo, you're going to reuse it to cover. Koshin kamo kisilatz vachshinav shin chavez and gimel. The osur avim zogo miyad yachas shegom alachzos ki apkak azeh lefneyat shehikza shakotze shalom. Excuse me. Before its edge, its lower edge. Nilchatz aydei machshir the tzavar habakbuk. It was pressured with some kind of an instrument onto the neck of the bottle. Hoya pkak avraga tov. Vein osin es hatabah shebekatzeo lekedei shelo yeef shelavtoach v'lizgo shenis kiyamai dey nituk hatabah shebekotze. Those were the, when the ring would fall off. Here's some funny things. Nimsa she nituk Say apkak, shuchelik miguf apkak metaken also sheyeshuv pkak avrogatov. It's tikkun gomor, rak tikkun gomor v'lo kilku ani lo mevin oto. What do you mean? You mekalkel the pkak as a kli which can keep the fizz in and keep it there for long range without spoiling. I don't understand what he said. Mashegen bichser rogil shel pkak. He calls it Pekak Keser. Remember what it's called, the thing? It's a crown. Looks like a crown on the one. The beer bottle, the old Coke bottle, it looks like a crown. You know, it's like this with a little... You take one of them, you go like this. Yeah. Ho will begamim yusar ipi abakbuk kemoshu. If you can remove it without twisting it. You might be named as Tarzan. To remove it without bending it. Gam ken yabayev sharo lishtamish bo. How your Tarzan, you put it back. Is there a Tarzan in this room? Young man, is it your first name? Not Tarzan. So who can do that? What's the Shlomo Zalman saying? Who's strong enough in this room to take his hand, go like this, pull up that bottle cap, and then put it back again? It's impossible. That's exactly why you have to take the bottle cap and bend it. Otherwise, it's not going to come out.
Is he talking about a twist?
No. He's contrasting the twist-off cap to the old-fashioned cap. And on the inside, I don't see the difference. Just as if you don't turn the twist-off cap, you can't get it off. If you don't bend the old-fashioned cap with a bottle opener, you also won't get it off. You certainly can't put it back. I don't understand what Shlomo Zalman is saying. Ah, he admits. Av she deho ikum kal yosel ishtamishbo. It's easier. Mikol makom, ein ze elevation is skalkel v'nasa noach yosel d'shtabish b'olus man kotzer sho okum v'kulko. When it's bent, he calls that b'kulko, and it can last for a short period of time. I don't understand what he's saying. The same thing is true over here. Once you take the bottle cap and you twist it off, before that it held in the fizz, you couldn't pull it off. Now that you bent, that you twisted it, you can use it. I just don't see the difference. Look at this. Chazanish deals mikoak soser below metake. Here's a shtak akashi of Chazanish. Why aren't you, Chazanish, worried that when you open up the kakeser, that's a violation of metake? I mean, Chazanish did say that if you open a can, it's metake. It's become metake also. I think the answer is very simple. We don't, metake means it's a net gain. If you're gaining and not losing, you are making it what it was and making it better. Here it's better and worse. It's better because now that you bent it, it's easier to take off and even put it back on for a short period of use. But it's worse, it won't hold the fizz in for more than an hour. Here it's held for weeks. That's why it's not a metake. I thought it was pashut. I just don't understand what he's saying. So if you can explain it later on for tomorrow's shiur, let me know. I don't understand what he's saying. There's a nucha. Just like it's mutter to be called by Vanova Meadas. But it's the Hoshana Achwiti, which is more than that Kuv Gimel. Ah, for God, that's a Psikresha. Why? Well, the Oracle of the Psikresha, the Loni Chalei. And maybe the Magavish says it's not considered a ticket if you have 100 adas in your drawer. Whatever the reason, I'm going to those problem right now. Hochanami gam kan. If you eshel pekak acher. I have 5 other bottle caps. Do you ever play the game? They go, they take 3 bottle caps, they have to go push through between. You never do that, Shalashuddhas?
Yeah.
That's all the kids play. 1, 2, you have to get between the other 2. You never played that?
Always.
Always.
Still do.
Yeah, still do. Baruch Hashem. We like to play, it's good. So you have those things, and then after you finish the game, you can put on a Coke bottle. Oh, kiddo, we need it for your Coke bottle. Stop playing a game. They bring it to the Shalosh Shuddos, and they put it on. Yeah. So he says, I have 10 other Coke. The kids have 20 other Saudi in the drawer, because they hoard them. So therefore, if I hoarded them, so Shalosh Shuddos, there should be no problem, A. Or the equivalent, Shalosh Shuddos, out. I'm just going to open it and throw it right in the garbage. I'm not going to keep it for reader. Throw the garbage. So Shlomo Zalman thinks, in that kind of case, maybe it's mutter. It's only because of mitzvah, Hashanah Chwiti, and therefore the tikkun here is more chomer than hadasah mitzvah. Still yesh lahakel. You don't like the kula? Make a hole in the top, as he said before. I so say? No. Lo odif mechavas shal mustiki. What's going on? No worse than mustiki. Ukadaliel harayud. Gam mishum de matzav shal achshav. Im atabas. Ein amichsa nechshav lekli. Rebein mishal olam. Ein o kli. It's not a kli. The biggest kli. The best kli. And it keeps it fizzing for months and months. Why is the Shlomo Zalman not willing to say it's called a kli? To me, it's a pillei ployim. Pillei ployim mamish. Why isn't it a kli? I do not understand why it is not considered to be a kli. Don't understand. I don't get it. I don't have the facts distinguishing between this one and the one on the old Coke bottle. I still don't understand. I don't get it. Yes, Rabbi Osai, you change it from one use to another. That happened, I agree with that. You change from one use to another. Since when is that an Isser? Where do you have a proof to me if you change from one use to another that it's us? Show me. That's true, Shlomo Zalman said a Chiddush, that if I have, we saw this yesterday, that if I have a toothpick and I make the toothpick narrower, what we call Chorim Mustaka, we saw that. That's us. That's a Chiddush itself. But there, as I told you last time, you haven't lost anything. You've made the toothpick able to get into smaller nooks and crannies between your teeth. It doesn't go into the bigger ones. It's only a gain and not a loss. There, it's arguable, it's considered to be a ticket, even though it wasn't broke. If it ain't broke, how do you fix it? Okay. You had a... Oh, in our case. Until now, it was a kli, in my opinion, to preserve the fizz and the freshness of the drink inside. But it couldn't open and shut. Now, it works to open and shut, and can no longer preserve the freshness of what's inside. So it's a different... So Yaakov wants a tie, it's not even such a difference. It's basically the same usage. You are correct. I found this in the sefer. One of the sefer I saw, I'll tell you who he said it. And exactly so. It's not such a big change. It's fundamentally the same thing. As a matter of fact, a raya was brought from the Gemara in the Sefer Beitza that we saw already, called Alphas and Charonios, which means, Lamed Beis, I believe, I'm an Alph. You have pans that were made in pairs, and initially they're paired together, so you can't use the pan. There's no opening. There's no, you know, no. What word should I use? Air. All you have is the tops. You use it sort of as a plate. Then you sever them one from the other. We pass. There's a machlokas ha-tanoim in Beis Olam and Beis Olam, and presumably the psak is mutter. Even though. Because it was had a shame cleave beforehand. You know, there's a much more dramatic change. You change it from an effective plate to a pan. Kabachomer over here, where it was a closer before, and it's a closer now. Yaakov is correct. It used to be a closer, which you couldn't open shut easily, but it kept in the fizz indefinitely. Now it's a closer, which you can open and shut easily, you won't get the fizz indefinitely. But it's fundamentally the same use. This chiddush, I'm mostly, I found in a sefer called the Nachal Zered. Look up in the library. It says it's basically the same thing. Same thing. There's so many much room to be lenient. And to the contrary, if you're going to poke a hole in it, I'm not sure it's better. Not only that, but even the heter of Mustri may not apply, or Bosai. In the case of Mustri, the Chazon Ish explained, because you're breaking the... You're making a hole and breaking the barrel in order to get to the contents, that's not considered an act of sosa. Just get to the contents. But here, you're making a hole for halachic reasons. You're not getting the contents through that hole. You're going to, after you make the hole, you're going to twist off the cap. So that hole is gratuitous. That hole may be an Easter of making a Pesach in the Chavis, which is not b'shvira in order to get to the food. That's not so poshut at all. The poskim say, you know what you need to do? Pour through that hole. Make a hole in the top of the twist-off bottle cap and pour the Coca-Cola out through that little tiny hole. Take you a while. Then at least you can argue it's like a hole in the chavash mustri, maybe. But I'm not so sure, again, because it wasn't destined to be limited to that food. It could have been easily reused in a different bottle, as I told you a moment ago. So it's not so simple at all. Not so simple. I want to show you another source here in Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. We had a... I have a Shmir Shabbos in front of me. I want to get the page number... Patience. Page number, the first beginning. What page is it? Beginning. The very beginning of this chapter. Okay, we're here. Ideally, you should have ready before Shabbos. There's something in Shabbos. It talks about, watch this. If you have bags that you don't normally use it, shimush chozer, right? Don't open it. Because after all, you can keep the tuchula, the contents, at least till you finish it. You should try to avoid it. And I, you say, I'll empty it. No, even that's not a perfect hetter. Why not? I'm emptying it right now. Chos HaChazanish. Shlom Zalman says, even the psichas akufs and mekalkelas the school as hashimur, no longer can no longer keep it, preserve it indefinitely. The gamis so I'm sure it's the havers haocham eirli ear can't transport it in a tuna can once you open it. Mikomako, watch this now. Vizesh mishane es shimur shakli. Use the magic word. Change. If you change the use to the kli, lio soror lahotzi lahachnis. Shapir Choshev Kaosa Kli with Bernishlav. I don't understand. Where does it say this? Where does it say anywhere in Shas, in Poskim? If you change the use, not that you fix it, it was not broken, you're not making it better, you're making it different. Who said what's better, what's worse? You're making it different. Where does this come from? I don't see why that should be so. What kind of tikkun is this? You're changing it from a long-term use to a short-term use. I don't understand. I don't understand. Nobody said? I don't get it. I don't know what the right for this is. Just you change it, so what? You go back to... How do I get back to the original one? What was the page again before? It was 221. Watch this. He says it's permissible. I told you before. Watch this. We saw some of Vav. We didn't see some of Zion yet. Watch what he says. Hayanirali would seem to me. The Kenadinani b'chi agavna shachelik atachton shalamichse hamatachti the metal. Misrachev, what's Misrachev? Widens. Imsi chasar rishana. The gamkin also last year of Shabbos. Ever see the metal ones? They still have some wine bottles. Some split off, and some widen. Is the bottom part that just widened? They don't have them anymore? You don't recognize that? There's two parts. The thing itself and the bottom part. So these days I think it splits off. It stays the ring on the neck of the bottle. But in the old days, they were just widened. They had like, see it? Remember that? There was like little gaps in between them. It was just wide to be able to get it off. He said, that should be also too. Mincha Shlomo says, no. Why? The gam b'shoa shol ha-bakbuk, yesh olav shein p'kak. It's considered to be a p'kak while it is on the bottom. Seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that's true, even if it separates. It's still considered to be a pkak, shen kli, while it is on the bottle. I slammed it tight. So what? Seems to me it's exactly the same as the old-fashioned one. I don't see the difference whatsoever. I both say it seems to me that it should be mut. Rabbi Vajja's made. Rabbi Vajja. Holy Rabbi Vajja. If he's Mekel, why should he be Machmer? I'll show you the kids his tshuva. How do I get this? Just for a minute. Shut. Yichav Adas is the radio station. Get his bass. What's the simon number? Oh boy. Wrote it down somewhere. Das Simon Membes. Just for a minute. We'll read this quickly. Here he is, Bakbitz Anavim. And it's a pekak. Quotes our Mishnah, da 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 da, the whole story. I still don't have time to read the whole thing. I think it should be mutter for sure. What's wrong? From Shmir Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman. It's also why? Also kli. No. After fnehidu gamirchse b'mechona b'tzara b'agbuk. Hoyal of Torah's kli. Gabioso Mishamish Mitzel the Bagwa Ramola Yesh of Torah's Kli. Imken ain't Kantikan Kli Klal. That's his bottom line. It was a Kli, is a Kli, and will be a Kli. Hoya Hova Viyah. What kind of this? What is it? It always was a Kli, says Rav Avadia. And he goes into a long story. You want to be Machmir, fine, but Mikir Adin, Mut to the Poskel B'Shabbos, Rav Osai. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll finish up these inyanim. As much as we can, we'll see how it's a Shabbat. Yeah.
There's a guy who's
a lot of Rav Avadia's school
here.
Yes. I'm a Rav Avadia fan.